Jim Taylor on the High School Sports Spotlight on this Wednesday. What in the world is high school wrestling like during the spring? Brockton King is a senior 113-pounder, so one, he's happy that he's getting a wrestling season, but how strange has it been wrestling in April and now May? Man, that's got to be weird.
Yeah, it's super weird, especially since, like, we're out of school now, so you pretty much have the entire day off, and then you have to go in at 3 o'clock to start your wrestling practice. By the time you get out of the meets and stuff, it's still super bright outside, which is really weird compared to the winter.
Yeah, but the one thing, too, that's kind of strange, though, you are going from football season to wrestling season, even in this odd year. So has that helped a little bit with the transition, like in years past when you go from one sport to the other?
Yeah, it keeps you in conditioning. Like, since we came straight out of football, you know, we really didn't lose a whole bunch of cardio and stuff like that.
Well, how important was it to get a senior season? You know, there were such huge question marks as this, you know, school year has progressed, you know, from the start back in August, whether any of these high-risk sports were going to, you know, be played. You get a football season, a weird, you know, football season played in March, and now you get a wrestling season. And here's a kid who finished sixth last year at state his junior year. So how big was it for you to get a wrestling season?
It's definitely important, especially for, like, most of these seniors are never going to go to college and wrestle at a higher level. So this would be an important season as your last season. So even though it's shortened and not really when we want it or not as long as we'd like, it's still nice to have one.
And, you know, when you look at how long ago it seems the last high school wrestling season was to this year, what's it been like kind of getting back into that, you know, wrestling mindset, I guess? How difficult has that been?
Not too bad, honestly, but during a regular season, most people peak towards the end, but with only a month of the entire season, you don't really have time to build up, so you kind of got to get in the right mindset right away instead of waiting for a while.
Now, we're not getting a traditional IHSA state tournament series. However, there's going to be something very close to that in the Illinois Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association. They've stepped up, and they're going to have a state tournament series. Now, it's strange because it's going to be in June, and they're utilizing basically how it's working is the summer contact days, which basically in, you know, previous years, that's basically getting set for the next school year, but it's for current freshmen through seniors class of 20 during the 2021 school year. So what about getting that opportunity? And from my understanding, it's going to be as close to state as possible, so you got to be pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, I think it's super cool that we actually have something to work for and that there actually is a postseason. I also think it's really cool that it's all ran by volunteers.
And tell us about your emotions. I know we're talking to you on Wednesday, and last night was senior night for the small group of seniors in the Mercer County wrestling program. So I know you had to be a little bit reflective. So what has the wrestling community here in Mercer County meant to Brockton King, and what type of emotions were you going through last night?
The very first emotion was that I better win because there's a lot of people looking. There's a lot of people underneath me that I wouldn't think would look up towards me, but everyone in the Bear Country Club and all that, they all came up and said good luck. And that just showed that there's a lot of people looking up towards us as seniors.
So you can relate to those little dudes. At one time, you were a little dude, right? Can you remember the very first time that you had a competitive match and how old you were and what the emotions were way back then? Do you remember that?
I was 3 years old when I went to my very first Bear Country tournament. And I was so nervous because everyone that I knew older than me was in high school. And I knew, like, Steve Speaker still then, and I knew a bunch of the coaches, and I was nervous because I didn't want to disappoint in front of all of them. But I ended up winning it, so.
Well, that's great. That's a great way to start as a three-year-old. We were chatting a little bit off the air, and I know I ran into you at Griffin Kernan's graduation party this past weekend, and I said, man, setting up this interview, how difficult has it been, you know, one, staying at 113 pounds, and then two, going to all these graduation parties where all this food is readily available. So what has that been like for you?
It definitely takes a lot of, like, self-control going, like, all these parties. And I think on Saturday I went to 10 different parties, and they all had super good food and a bunch of treats and stuff, and I couldn't eat any of it because I had to make 113. So that, it definitely comes with a lot of self-control.
All right, well, you got to wait till after the middle part of June when that Illinois Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association State Tournament Series wraps up. So just kind of tell us, you know, your approach here, winding down your final year of high school wrestling, and kind of how do you want this senior season to end? Tell us a little bit about that.
Definitely hoping it ends on a good note. We don't have a lot of numbers as a team, so as much as it sucks to say, it's kind of all individual at this point. So if we can just win out head-to-head matches, for me, my goal is to win out the rest of the season into the postseason and just keeping a good head, keeping a good mental state on everything and pushing myself as much as I can in practice.
All right, and then we'll let you enjoy some of the graduation party food in June. Brockton, congratulations on a great wrestling run at Mercer County High School, and enjoy the rest of your senior season.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.